Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father that you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 130 of the Fit Dad Lifestyle podcast. So today we've got Simon Rinney. So Simon, Fit Dad community member, social work student, mental health advocate, and creator of Mindful Men Australia, which you can find on Instagram. So Simon, welcome to the podcast, mate.
Thanks, Leroy. Thanks for having me, mate.
Mate, can you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself and how many kids you've got?
Yeah, so husband, been married with my wife for 7 years, together for 13 years. Got two little bubs, got a four-year-old boy and a 18-month-old girl as well. The last 13 years have been a public servant, so working in different government agencies and so forth, but probably the last 4 years starting to turn that kind of career to something I'm a bit more passionate about, which is men's mental health. So I started, my social work master's degree, almost finished that now, and up to my last semester, this coming up semester, and from there we'll go and branch off into the mental health space, I think. So, that's me in a little bit of a nutshell.
Yeah, perfect. And how long's the course been for the social work stuff?
Yeah, so it's 2 years full-time, but I've been doing it part-time, so I work full-time in my day job, study part-time, so do a lot of evening stuff and a lot of stuff on the weekends, which over the years has impacted my wife a little bit. She's had to kind of take on a single mum role while I'm studying. So it's going to be good to get to the end. It's been a long 4 years, just juggling all that type of stuff. And then with COVID as well last year, being locked down and all the impacts of that. So looking forward to the next few months and then finishing off and doing something new. So
yeah, definitely. And I can imagine that, you know, your time management must have to be pretty spot on down to the minute, juggling, you know, full-time work, you know, fatherhood, the course, and then obviously spending time with your partner as well.
Oh yeah, doing that, like it's never ending really. So you get up early, the kids are up usually at 5 o'clock in the morning, got the full day either at work or whatever. They get home, 4 o'clock, and between 4 and 7, it's just mayhem at our house, trying to get them, dinner and bath and bed. And then if I've got the energy, it's about doing the study or sometimes even forcing the study because you've got to get it done, and or trying to take the night off and spend some time with the wife, just sitting on the couch, watching some telly or catching up where we haven't caught up during the day. And then the weekends, particularly around when essays and stuff like that or exams are due, it's just 7-8 hours maybe on each day on just studying and getting up to scratch. So trying to juggle it all has been a bit challenging. But yeah, my wife's done an amazing job looking after the kids while I've been doing that. And it sucks, I'm sitting here in the study room and I can hear the kids going off in the next room, and all I want to do is go play with them. But I know that for the next little while, I've got to get this study done so that I can finish the degree and move on and give them the time that they deserve. So
yeah, mate, 100%. It's all about, sometimes it does feel selfish, but you've got to unfortunately put yourself first, to get these little, milestones and goals ticked off so that you can, enjoy the fruits of your labor and, love, I guess, post that. How has fatherhood changed your outlook on how you approach life?
Oh, immensely. Puts a lot of things into perspective about what's important in life. And, you know, you reflect on, as a dad, you often reflect on having no time during the day and you're always exhausted and so forth. And then you might see people that don't have kids or they're thinking about having kids and you know, they sit on the couch and watch telly or you know, go out for these long lunches and you think, oh, what was I doing back then when I had all this spare time? Because you just don't have that spare time now. So, but that's okay. That's life. And once the kids come along, you start thinking, okay, you know, where are we going to live? And, you know, we don't live around with our family. So our family are interstate. So we don't have a huge network to draw on when the kids get sick or we get sick or whatever. So we're in the daily grind every day, pretty much. So things like, you know, where are we going to live? Where are they going to go to school? You know, is my career choice the best one for them in terms of being available for them to for the school drop-offs and pickups and the sport that they're going to start next year or whatever? Just you're constantly thinking about all this type of stuff. So I think becoming a dad, you'd kind of stop thinking about yourself and thinking more about what's good for the kids and the wife and things like that. So, and then all of a sudden, a lot of the things that your parents would say when you were a kid would make sense as well. You know. So yeah, it's the best feeling in the world to be a dad. But certainly it becomes less about you and more about the kids and the wife and what's good for the family unit.
Yeah, mate, definitely. And with the being away from the family, as you mentioned, is that something that you and your wife have discussed, you know, obviously with your career path and I guess COVID could have put a dent in those plans, but is it something that you guys are going to move closer to family to have that bit more support and a bit more, you know, I guess network around you, you know, for those instances, especially with a new job, because I can imagine that's going to be demanding and pulling you at every different angle at all hours of the day.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because it comes up quite a bit. I mean, we're the kind of couple that get the itchy feet every couple of years, and we start thinking about where the greener pastures are and is this the right place for us. And I think having kids has kind of stopped that a little bit. We realize that we can't just keep moving every couple of years because we like the sound of living, you know, we live on a sunny coast, so coming up here and living here in the nice warmer weather compared to we used to live in Hobart, which is quite cold and so forth. So having kids has kind of put that to a halt, and we've often thought, you know, is this the right place for us? Do we need more support around us? And I guess in those times where, you know, the kids are sick for a couple of weeks on end, or we're sick and we have to take a sick day from work and stuff like that. And, you know, how juggling being a good parent, but also being a good employee for where we, you know, for our day jobs and so forth, we think maybe family would be good to have around, but at the same time, you know, this is a lifestyle choice for us. We like living up here for the warmer weather and the beaches because we like being outdoors and so forth. So it's just kind of one of those things that we just have to live with for the moment. But that's not to say in the future we won't, you know, pick up and move south again. But at the moment it's just this is the place for us, so we're just enjoying it while we can.
Yeah, mate, I love that. Mate, I want to go back and touch on your daily scheduling and your daily time management, because dealing with the amount of fathers that we do from around the world, time management is one of the biggest aspects of, you know, something that they just can't grasp. They just don't feel like there's enough time in the day to do all these different things or to better themselves or to study more. And you're a prime example of someone who has it figured out and, you know, is actively out there chasing the dreams whilst maintaining a, you know, family network and providing for them, working full time and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So can you give the people listening a bit of an insight into what a typical day looks like from the time you wake up till, you know, the time you go to bed and what those times are?
Yeah. So with young kids, like we're in the pre-5-year-old stage with 2 under 5. So the day could start around 4:30 or usually around 5 with the kids getting up, and it's just getting up. Like if we're thinking about a work day, for example, we need to be out the door by 7 o'clock to get to work by 7:30, 8 o'clock, you know, drop the kids off at childcare. So we're getting up at 5. You know, my wife goes to the gym most, you know, some mornings, so she's up earlier than that and off to the gym, and I get up and just, yeah, get the kids ready as best as I can. We have the same routine every day. It's the bottle for the daughter and getting the son up, and, you know, he's getting his brekkie and things like that, trying to ask him 1,000 times to go to the toilet or you know, get ready for the school day. And we do a lot of prep the night before for school, for childcare. I say school, but it's childcare. So we do all the lunches and packing all the bags the night before, because in the morning it's just mayhem. So the more we can do at nighttime, the easier it is for us in the morning. So we just go through that normal routine every day. And then by 7 o'clock, we're walking out the door and dropping the kids off at childcare, and then off to work. We go for the 8 hours or whatever it is. And then, yeah, we come home about 4 o'clock, 4:30. And then it's mayhem again. They're just like two little Tassie devils just tearing the house apart. So the more we can do in terms of like a Sunday, my wife would do like a meal prep for particularly for our daughter, because she's got a lot of allergies, so she has to eat certain foods. Yep. Or she has to stay away from certain food, should I say. So by having like little food ready for her to go when she comes in the door, because she's a hangry little devil when she comes in. And yeah, we just get that straight into her, and then get our son, yeah, getting his dinner right as well. And if we can cook for multiple nights as well, like do two meals for, you know, Monday and Tuesday or whatever, that certainly helps relieve that pressure. And then it's just about getting them, you know, bath and in bed, and then finally wind down. We call it parent hour from about 7 to 8. Yep. It was really just us sitting on the couch trying to catch our breath, and then going about, you know, do I need to do some study, or am I jumping on Instagram? Is my wife, you know, need a bit of attention, and or do I need attention from my wife, and we can just have a bit of a cuddle or whatever, just a bit of lazy time. So, and it's pretty much that's the routine every day at this young age. The weekends are a lot, obviously there's no school, so they're pretty relaxing and carefree. We just go with the flow on those days. But those weekdays, yeah, the more prep we can do on different days, the easier it is.
Yeah, definitely. And do you guys have a family ritual that you do each week or on the weekends when you have a bit more extra time?
Not so much rituals at this young age. The rituals are all the dinner routines and making sure we're at home at 5 o'clock or whatever. I guess in the summer, we like to get out and about as much as possible, you know, down to the beach. We've got some amazing beaches here, so we just love to spend time at the beach. And we know on the weekends, if we're going a bit stir crazy, that we just need to get out of the house and go for a bike ride or walk around the park or whatever. So nothing really strict in terms of routine, but just trying to be outdoors as much as possible, particularly in the warmer months. Yeah.
Yeah, mate, definitely. Hey, mate, I want to deep dive quickly into the Mindful Men stuff. Obviously, been following your Instagram page there and some of the amazing content and value that you know, provide out there for, you know, general advice and personal experiences and everything in between. Mate, can you tell the audience a little bit more about, you know, Mindful Men Australia and what you're trying to do with that?
Yeah, so it's probably been about 30 years in the making, really. So I've lived with depression and anxiety and obsessive compulsive disorder for about 30 years. The OCD itself has probably been the one thing that's been the continuous for that period of time. And then you've got these bouts of anxiety and depression that come over the top as well, in like kind of like waves and so forth. So for probably 20, 25 years, I didn't talk about mental health at all. It wasn't really a thing when we grew up as young guys in the 90s and early 2000s. We didn't talk about that type of stuff. And it wasn't until, you know, in 2012 when I got my first mental health care plan and saw a psychologist about what was going on inside my head, that I started to feel more comfortable about talking about mental health. But I really just kept it to my inner circle, so my wife pretty much. And then last year, I went through burnout pretty bad from work and trying to juggle the study and the kids and COVID as well and so forth, and ended up having about 3.5 months off of work. I just couldn't get out of bed. Well, I could get out of bed, but I couldn't go to work and do that, and I couldn't study as well as I wanted to. So as part of that process, the healing process, I thought, well, I want to talk more about mental health and men's mental health and get men talking and so forth. So part of my own healing journey was to create the Instagram page, which I've never been on Instagram before February. And I just kind of use it as more like a daily affirmation type thing, trying to pump myself up for the day.
Yep.
But then over time, what I found, I started finding like-minded people that I could follow, and they were following me and so forth. And it kind of just became this thing where I could talk a bit more about the daily affirmations and actually just talk about my journey of mental health and trying to overcome all the challenges that I've overcome and support other blokes to talk about it as well. I think it's a crucial thing that guys don't really open up about this type of thing. And you know, we talk a lot about our physical health and things like that, but we don't talk about our mental health and overcoming any demons that we're living with. So it's just been growing from that and trying to get guys talking and have a safe space where they can talk, you know, through the comments or, you know, DM me and all that type of stuff, or I can engage in their pages as well. And share links to different podcasts like your own podcast and things like that. So it's just a bit of a little pet project to help me heal. But as I grow and come towards the end of my social work degree, it's something that I really want to take to the next level and explore my own little business and supporting men on the side of my other day job and things like that. So yeah, that's a bit about the Instagram page and where it's going to go. I don't know where it's going to go from here, but we'll just see how it goes organically. And I think only good things can come by talking about men's mental health.
Mate, 100%. And for those listening, make sure you check out the show notes because we'll have a link to Simon's Mindful Men Australia Instagram page in there as well. So, mate, if you could go back to Simon on day one of fatherhood, tell him something you know to be true today, what would it be?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's, as a dad, you want to have everything figured out. You want to have all the answers and be this strong and knowledgeable guy that can just solve everything. And I think back to my very first day of fatherhood, and we're in the hospital and my wife had a emergency cesarean. So she was stuck in bed and she ended up being in bed for 4 days. And the very first night I had to change my son's nappy, and I've never been near babies before that time and didn't have a clue how to change a nappy or anything like that. And the nurse came in and showed me how to do it. Usually I would rely on my wife to do that type of stuff, but having somebody else I didn't know come in and show me was a bit daunting in itself. And then she showed me and the nurse left, and then I was stuck there to do it by myself, and I just broke down in tears, and I couldn't figure it out, and I was getting stressed and really upset, and my wife couldn't do anything. She, you know, she was stuck in bed, so she couldn't help me. So we had to call the nurse to come in again, and she came in and she was a little bit like, oh, I just showed you how to do it. But I was just sitting there bawling my eyes out. And I think from that moment, it's just more about not needing to have it all figured out, being okay with asking for help if you don't know anything. And then over time, it all comes to you anyway. Like, it does get easier as you go on. But then as time goes on as well, your kids get a bit older and you have new challenges to figure out as well. So I think certainly just taking it easy on yourself and don't think that you have to have all the answers is probably the best advice I can give. In addition to jumping on your Facebook group, you know, for the Fit Dad Lifestyle Facebook group, because there's an amazing resource there of dads that just support dads. There's no bullshit. There's no dickheads on there. It's just about, you know, just honest questions. You know, guys, what do I do about this? Or I've got this issue about that. So if you're not on the Facebook group, jump on it for sure from day one of fatherhood or even coming into fatherhood, and just ask questions, because there's an amazing resource of dads there that can just help you out through that type of journey.
Mate, amazing answer. Mate, what advice would you have for new fathers out there, or fathers in general, about achieving success with their own health and fitness, both, you know, physical and mental, and, you know, fatherhood as a general rule of thumb in that early, you know, first couple of years?
The first couple of years, I think it's hard in the first couple of years because, you know, you're finding new routines, like you're up during the night time and even during the day, you're just exhausted. Or once the kids start going to childcare as well, you're constantly sick. The family's constantly sick. So it's really hard to get out to your normal routine. So I used to go to the gym as much, you know, 3 or 4 times a week and do a bit of running on the side. But I think it's also be open to adapting whatever your routine is as well. So last year I got a back injury that I don't know where it came from. I think it might be, you know, sitting at home in COVID on a really bad lounge chair for 5 months, pretty much, you know, trying to work from home. And so I had to stop the gym and I had to stop the running and so forth and really try and figure out a different way to exercise. I could, you know, there's some days I could barely walk or even sit down. I was in pain. So, you know, it's funny thinking about when I was 20, 30, you know, in my early 30s, in my 20s, you know, looking after myself is going for a run, going to the gym, playing footy or whatever it is. As I get towards my 40s, it's not so important about that. It's just about moving and doing small things every day. And so I had to really shake up things, and I started things like I jumped onto yoga. So I found a men's yoga group on the coast here, and it's no, none of the, we think about things like yoga as this hippie thing, and it's not really for guys. And but I've, what I found from it is with just doing it with other blokes, we can just be ourselves. You know, we're all stiff wooden planks pretty much. We can barely bend over. But it's also a good time just to think, you know, to clear the mind mentally, because we often talk about physical health and we go, you know, I went to the gym and I did all this stuff at the gym or whatever, or I ran 50 Ks or did this triathlon, but we don't talk about our mental health as well. So the yoga gives me a time to stretch because I'm terribly tight all over my body, but it gives me time for my brain just to slow down and just to think about what I need to do for the week, or to think about the kids, think about my wife and our relationship, and just have that kind of zen hour. As wanky as that might sound, it's really been a blessing for me. And things like Pilates as well. So these are things that guys wouldn't necessarily have been drawn to. It's not the footy that I'm used to. It's not the running or the gym that I'm used to, but it's something that I needed also for my burnout as well, to recover from that and to get through and to process all that. And over time, the back's come good now. So I'm starting to run again. I'm starting to think about, you know, do I do the, go back to the gym or whatever, but I'm really just enjoying that hour of yoga during the week, or if I need to go to Pilates, you know, that time to stretch the body and to do low impact stuff and just being open to that as well. I think the first time I did yoga, I felt a lot of stigma around it. Like, you know, this doesn't seem like a guy thing to do, but I really enjoy it. It's just about finding the right group to do it with. It doesn't really matter what the exercise is. And then outside of that, it's just running around with the kids. It's jumping on the bikes with the kids, going around the block or going down the beach and teaching them how to do, you know, kind of the boogie board or whatever. It's just being active with the kids and kicking the footy out the backyard and all that type of stuff. So I think you put it nicely in all your posts there, mate. It's like, it's, if you could do something 1% better every day, then over time you have amazing results. So you know, it's just small incremental things every day. Particularly as a dad of a young family, it's really hard to go off for hours on end and do your sports or whatever. But the more you can take the kids along or just have those smaller times, it's going to have huge benefits for you.
Yeah, mate, I love that. And there's some absolute gold there for new fathers, you know, fathers in general, to, you know, take a lot of that away and implement it into, you know, their life. So, mate, I highly appreciate the chat today. Thanks for being so open and honest, and also with what you're doing with, you know, the Mindful Men Australia page, and, you know, not only helping your own journey, but helping that of other fathers and, you know, men from around the world. And, mate, if we can, you know, ever get you involved in the Fit Dad Lifestyle once you, you know, finish your course and, you know, want to branch out anymore, and I'm sure there's a lot of men in the group there that can, you know, take a lot away from, you know, the expertise and the personal experience that you've been through and be able to help a heap. So, mate, is there any, where can people find you online, and what do you have coming up that people might be able to get involved in?
Yeah, so it's just the Instagram page pretty much. So we'll have those in the show notes. Just DM me or, you know, follow along. There's a bit of a link to a YouTube page, which I'm looking to explore into podcast myself. So I'm looking to start that up in the next couple of months. And once I get the degree finished, you know, branch out into some social work stuff and supporting men, just to talk about mental health, but also just to create more of a community for men to get together and engage. So outside of that, I'm part of the Fit Dad Lifestyle group on Facebook, which I love. So yeah, just huge shout out to that page. It's the best. And thanks for putting that together. It's as I said before, there's no bullshit in there. It's just real dads talking about real things, and there's a lot of support. So highly recommend anyone get onto that Facebook page.
Mate, very kind. And mate, once again, thank you very much for your time today. You go enjoy the rest of the day studying and working and hanging out with the family. And mate, we'll have this live very soon. We'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.